Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cut, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Alex Huerta. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, October 15th. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Monday, graduate student Rafael Reza served food to attendees at the Mitchell Museum of the American Indians' First Indigenous Peoples Day powwow. With more than 100 community members coming to celebrate, museum staff noted how the turnout was much greater than expected. The goal of the powwow was stated as aiming to branch together Native American culture and history. In local news, the YWCA Evanston North Shore facility, located at 1215 Street, closed its doors Thursday after the discovery of the Lignolia bacteria in its water system. Specifically, the bacteria was only located in the hot water system, but this water is fed into sinks, showers, and water fountains throughout the building. In addition to stopping the bacteria, the YWCA will also begin implementing control measures to aid their staff and patrons. After Hurricane Milton paved through Florida, most areas had returned to normal on Monday, with gas stations and schools regaining power. Despite this, many areas are still experiencing high amounts of flooding. At minimum, at least 11 people have died from the storm. In other news, in South Africa, a drought has triggered one of the worst hunger crises in the region in decades. It has impacted over 25 million people and is stated by the World Food Program as potentially becoming a full-scale human catastrophe. Five countries have declared the incident as a natural disaster. That's all for today, Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Alex Huerta. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.